Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Are you the one?
Are you the one?
You're the one.
On our super duper duper series, election series, Are You the One? Super Duper Tuesday is what I meant to say. All this week we are looking at how New York's ethnic press is covering the presidential campaign as part of our ongoing coverage and part of our ongoing series about immigrants in America called Feet in Two Worlds in conjunction with the New York Community Media Alliance. Today we'll speak with Antoine Faisal, publisher of the bilingual Arabic-English newspaper Aramika. He was in New Hampshire last week with a group of journalists from New York's Foreign Language Press as part of a trip organized by the New York Community Media Alliance. Arab Americans have been meaningful constituents in Michigan as well, as you may know, so we'll talk about what role they may have played in that primary yesterday. Antoine, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me on your show, Brian.
And Arab Americans, of course, come from many different countries. To what extent do you think they share common political perspectives?
When it comes to the perspective of the American politics, I think now we've been in the same box since at least 9/11. But like you said, we come from 23 different countries. Each one has its own set of cultures, of beliefs, so on and so forth. So covering the elections from the Arab American point of view was a bit challenging because we had three different angles to cover. One, you had the Arab political view, how the candidates, which orientation we'll be dealing with when it comes to the Arab countries. The Arab American view for the new immigrants who are mostly interested in their own set of priorities, the immigration reform, the war on terror, which affects mainly the Arab American newspaper, the Arab American community, as we know, the war on Iraq, so on and so forth, and the first and second generation Arab Americans who are, born and raised here. Their interests are mainly mainstream, just like anyone else.
Did you notice that last night during the Democrats' debate, Obama was asked whether he is a Muslim?
Yes.
Did that disturb you?
Well, look, there has been this controversy about his background and the and whether he was Muslim or Christian, but his father was from Kenya. He was a Muslim. He was raised Christian, and it seems with the homophobic.
The father, say that again. The father was originally a Muslim, but was raised Christian. Or Obama? What are you saying?
I'm saying that his father was a Muslim from Kenya.
Yes,
but he was raised here in the States as a Protestant, as a Christian.
Barack Obama was
right. So with the Islamophobic campaigning that's been going on since 9/11 against Islam and anything Islamic, it is the easiest shot to take at him.
In Michigan, there is a large Arab American population. They were supporters of George W. Bush, by and large, in the year 2000 general election. I haven't seen anything one way or the other about whether many Arab Americans showed up to vote in the Republican primary yesterday. Do you happen to know?
Traditionally, the Arab Americans vote Republicans, especially that many of them are small business owners, and they are conservatives because it goes well with their beliefs and our culture. Now, they may have voted George Bush, but they definitely will not be voting Republican this election. There seems to be a mass exodus from the Republican Party towards the Democratic one, out of disappointment, dissatisfaction, out of feeling very angry at what happened since 2000 election still did in the past 8 years, with the way Bush has handled the war in Iraq, the foreign policies towards the Middle East, so on and so forth. So right now, I don't think they're going to be voting Republican, as well as, in Dearborn, Michigan, there is a big Arab community. But on the overall Michigan state, I don't think the Arab Americans are, over 3 or 4% of the population.
And within the Democratic primary race, do you have any way to judge whether Arab Americans are likely to break toward Clinton or Obama or Edwards?
Brian, the situation when it comes to our community is a bit different. Now we are looking to choose the lesser of the evils, if you will. And I apologize for using this term. But this is the current situation. Well, let's take the existing offer. If we look at Romney, he scares me. He scares the hell out of me. I'm a Christian Arab. I'm not even a Muslim. And I'm telling you, he scares me.
Why?
Because, you know, having a president who has already made a statement, he will not have a Muslim in his cabinet. Someone who's totally opposed to...
Wait,
you know,
did he say that? I just want to try to confirm that, because I haven't heard that. That sounds like it's something a presidential candidate would be reluctant to say.
Well, the Romney did say that, and it is documented that he will not have a Muslim in his cabinet. And we published it in the paper maybe a month or over ago. And while I was in New Hampshire listening to the candidates, Clinton, Obama, McCain, and Romney, with the exception of Obama, I came up with one impression after hearing their speeches when it comes to foreign policy. These people have not learned anything yet. That's my personal impression.
You said with the exception of Obama.
With the exception of Obama, because he seemed a bit more open towards opening a dialogue, trying to understand, trying to communicate. Whether the others seem to want to have politics a la John Wayne, you know, the cowboy mentality, they're repeating the same mistakes that are being repeated for the past 8 years. And, you know, it gives you a sense of unsettlement when you find out that after all what happened, it's the same mentality. We will tell you what to do, and you'd better do it. And if you don't, we're going to teach you how to do it. This is not how the Arab world now is boiling. You know, you have the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, you have the Lebanese crisis, you have the Syrian situation, the Egyptian, the war on Iraq, so on and so forth. And this is not how you do politics with that region, because it is, in a way or another, affecting us back home here.
Antoine Faisal is the editor of the newspaper. Pronounce it for me. Where do you put the accent?
Aramica.
Aramica, which, like Arab in America?
Yes, sir.
Is that what the word is supposed to mean?
Yes, Arab in America.
American. It's a bilingual Arabic-English newspaper. Where can people find it?
In any Arabic store in 8 states, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Virginia, D.C., and Ohio.
Do you have a website?
Yes, sir, aramica.com.
All right. Thank you very much for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And tomorrow we will continue with the series with editors of New York's community newspapers, ethnic newspapers representing immigrants to New York from around the world on the presidential race.